بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In continuation to pondering upon سورة المطففين chapter number 83, we move on to ayah number 18. After Allah Azza wa Jal has told us about the people of hell and where their record book would be at the very lowest point possible in hell, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about the opposite side, the good side. Allah says, إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ Chapter 83 verse 18. Verily, the record of al-abrar is in illiyin. And we find this word al-abrar frequently used in the Quran. It's a plural. The singular is bar. And bar means a person who is obedient, who is righteous, who is pious, who does good things and refrain from bad things. And Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that the record of such a person is in illiyin. And illiyin or illiyun, both are stemmed from elevation and al-ulu. So Allah is telling us that this book is in the highest level possible. And then Allah Azza wa Jal poses a rhetorical question to magnify عِلِّيِّينَ. And he says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ What will make you know what عِلِّيُّون is? And Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about the record that is in that position. He says, كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ The record is a register inscribed. Exactly similar to the one of the disbelievers, of the one of the transgressors and sinners and wrongdoers. It's a register inscribed. It's in writing. They would complain, the wrongdoers, on the Day of Judgment. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا Why is this book of records? Does not leave anything behind, whether big or small. Everything has been calculated and noted down. And this is the same with the book of the righteous and the pious. Allah Azza wa Jal would have all of their deeds written down. Allah says, يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ To which bear witness those nearest to Allah Azza wa Jal. The angels and the righteous, such as the messengers and the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. The more you do well and refrain from evil, the closer you are to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is logical. Allah created us to worship Him. You fulfill your obligations and worship Allah Azza wa Jal to the best of your ability and you get closer to Allah. You feel weak and want to relax a bit, you get further from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah the Almighty describes what the pious and righteous people enjoy in paradise. Allah says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ This is identical to the ayah found in Surah Al-Infitar. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ This is an emphasis that those righteous, those pious, those who spent their life worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and refraining from the things that they desire if it goes against what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is their adobe? Allah says, Verily, al-abrar will be in delight. They will be in paradise. They will be in an unlimited form of enjoyment. And this we cannot understand. We believe we may be able to imagine it to an extent, but it is not easy for us to comprehend. How is it possible that someone enjoys a desire without any shortcomings and without any end? Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, you will be in delight for eternity. You will enjoy things to the fullest if one looks at this dunya. What is the thing that you enjoy most? Some would say a good meal. So when you have a taste, you enjoy it. When you have a bite, you enjoy it. But this has its cost. So you have to pay for it. Sometimes it doesn't suit your stomach. It turns your stomach over. After 3-4 hours, you have to go to the bathroom after it's digested and get rid of the human waste with all the baggage that comes with it. So many things. And this is the case with all the desires we have on this earth. In paradise, nothing as such is found. And it's never ending. See, you can take a big T-bone steak and enjoy it. But then when you're full, that's it. You can't consume anything more. The Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that it is sufficient for the son of Adam few morsels that would straighten his back, meaning that it would fill his stomach and he wouldn't be bending because of hunger when he has an empty stomach. And then the Prophet says, alayhi salam, if you must eat more than few morsels, then 1/3 of your stomach is for your food, and 1/3 of your stomach is for your drink, and the last 1/3 of your stomach is for the air you breathe, meaning that you don't fill your stomach so that you can not be able to breathe. And we see some people when they sit for lunch or dinner, the guys can barely breathe because they filled it up to the limit. So there are restrictions. In paradise, there are no restrictions at all. You eat and drink and enjoy every single bite, and every bite is more delicious than the previous one. Okay, then the following, the 1/3, the 1/10, the 1,000,000, the 1,000,000,000, every one is more delicious than the other one. You cannot imagine this, but this is what the people will get when they are admitted to paradise. And of course, the best of the best is when you are graced, when you are favored to look at Allah's beautiful face. Allah the Almighty says in ayah number 22, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. What would they do in Jannah? Allah says, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. They are on high beds or couches looking. Looking at what? Looking at everything. Of course, looking at Allah's beautiful face, looking at their companions in paradise, enjoying the sight of their spouses, enjoying the company of their children and loved ones. And a lot of the peoples ask, would we meet our parents and our offspring? And the answer is yes. Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful and kind and generous that even if your children were in a lesser degree in Jannah, Allah would elevate them so that you would be satisfied. Not only that, if your parents were in a lesser degree, Allah would uplift them so that they are in your level. All of this is a glimpse of Allah's generosity. So they are on their couches, their high beds, their high thrones, eating and drinking and having fun. Allah says, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَضْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. You will recognize in their faces the brightness of delight. If you see a rich man, you can tell that he's rich by this soft face he has, soft skin. You can tell that this man eats well, sleeps well, dresses well. In paradise, you cannot miss that. You cannot see any traces of poverty or hardship. And that is why in the hadith, the Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that on the day of judgment, a man from this dunya, who used to be the richest and wealthiest and the highest of all standards of this dunya, health, wealth, position, prestige. So look at the top of the multi-billionaires in this dunya, who has everything, and he's young and handsome and rich and healthy. Allah says, this person who is a kafir, who is a disbeliever, would be brought in and he would be dipped once in hellfire, only dipped. And then he would be asked, have you ever seen anything good in your life? And he says, by Allah, I had never seen anything good in my life. All these 60, 70 years are down the drain. And Allah would bring the person who was the worst in everything by our standards in this dunya. Yet he's a believer. He's from the people of Jannah. He was the sickest, he was the poorest. He had all the calamities you can think of. Everything. His family, his children, his job, his health, his wealth. He was a walking disaster. Misery is incarnated. And Allah would bring this individual and he would be dipped in paradise once. And then Allah would ask him, have you ever seen any misery? And he says, by Allah, I had never seen any misery in my life. This is heaven and hell. We have a short break. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Allah Azza wa Jal says, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَضْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. You will recognize in their faces the brightness of delight. So everything that you've suffered in this life will be history. You will not even remember it. It's gone forever. Allah says, يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. They will be given to drink pure, sealed wine. And this is one of the things that they would drink. And it's sealed. No one has used it before. It will be pure. It will be clear. There will be no impurities in it. There is no type of cheating. Sometimes when you buy a juice or milk, they would add some water to it and cheat it and mix it. In paradise, there's nothing like this. It's sealed. It's original. It's clear. And not only that, the wine you drink, it has no hangovers. It has no headaches. And it does not make people say things and regret or do things and be sorry for. It is unlike what we know of wine in this life. Only the name. The taste is something you cannot compare to what we have. The shortcomings are none. And it is so sweet, it is so delicious, it doesn't have any of the bitterness or the headaches or the things that usually happen as a result of drinking wine in this life. And not only that, Allah Azza wa Jal says, ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. Now this drink that you enjoy, whether it's wine, milk, honey or water, and again we're saying that these things are unlike what we know, but they are just a preview, a glimpse. Otherwise there's no comparison, none whatsoever. Allah says the last thereof will be the smell of musk. And for this, let those strive who want to strive. When you drink this sealed wine, when you come to the last part of it, Usually the last part is a bit bitter because all of the residue has landed at the bottom. This happens when you drink coffee, Turkish coffee, or tea, or any kind of drink that has a mixture to it. So at the end, you will find something that usually is bitter and it's not nice to taste. Unlike the wine in paradise. When you reach the very end, you will find a layer of musk, which is so delicious and so nice in smell. And musk usually is a perfume. It's something that you apply to smell. But in paradise, some interpreters say it is as white as silver, and it is as sweet as anything you could ever taste. So that even the last drop is the best. And the cup is filled by itself over and over again. So Allah is telling us that this is what awaits you in paradise. For this, those who want to strive, those who want to compete, they should do that to their fullest, because it is worthy of competing for. And this is done only by staying away from what Allah had prohibited and by doing what Allah Azza wa Jal had ordered us to do. Now this sealed wine is mixed. Allah says, وَمِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيم. It will be mixed with tasneem. And if you know Arabic, you know that the hump of a camel is called sanam. So sanam refers to the height and elevation. And the sealed wine would be mixed with this that stems or comes from a spring where the closest to Allah drink from. And we know that the people of Jannah, there are al-muqarrabun and there are ashabul yameen. The close ones, those who did their level best in doing everything, they're few, as mentioned in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Ashabul yameen, they are a lower degree. What is the difference? Some say, those who are close to Allah did what is obligatory upon them and what is highly recommended and even the sunan of the Prophet ﷺ, which is not mandatory. And they stayed away from forbidden things and even from the things that are disliked by Allah Azza wa Jal and by His Messenger ﷺ. So they were 100% in compliance. Ashabul Yameen, those of the right, they are believers. They did what Allah ordered them to do, and they stayed away from what Allah Azza wa Jal forbidden them from doing. However, they did not do all the recommended things. And they may have indulged in some of the disliked things. Though it's not a sin, but it is still disliked. So they are in a lower level. So Allah tells us that the mixture will be from tasneem. What is tasneem? عَيْنَي يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. A spring whereof drink those nearest to Allah. This means that al-muqarrabun, who are in the highest level, drink directly and purely from this spring, tasneem. While those believers, the righteous, the pious, who are in a lower level, they would drink the seal wine mixed with that tasneem spring, and not fully and purely for them, which indicates that they had done something, that is al-muqarrabun, worthy of drinking pure water, pure wine from the tasneem. While those who didn't do as well did not get this privilege, however, it was mixed with their drink. And this shows us that there are levels in paradise. It is not as people think that as long as I'm admitted to paradise, it's good. You have to strive hard for that. It's like when someone says in high school, I don't care about getting straight A's. All what I want is, and I'm happy with, is to get a D. Just the passing grade. As long as I don't fail, I'm okay. Whoever says this will fail. And whoever says, my concern is to get straight A's, I want a full mark. At the end, this person would probably get A's, maybe not straight, maybe not plus, but he will definitely pass. So depending on your aspiration, you will get something lesser than that. A lot of the Arabs say this, and this is foolish of them. This is a type of ignorance that is spreading, and a lot of the Muslims have this ignorance. They would say, when we say, oh Allah, grant us al-Firdaus, the highest level of Jannah, they say, no, this is too much for me, I don't have good deeds. I will just be satisfied if I am near the rack where they put the shoes. You know, when you enter a house, and there's a special place, when you enter a masjid, there's a special place where you put your shoes in. He says, I'm happy to be there. Akhi, if you're happy to be there, you will not be admitted to Jannah, because you will not do enough. But if you shoot for the glory, if you shoot for the stars, you will be admitted to Jannah. Where? Allah knows. Maybe you will go to the middle, at the lower level, at the highest. It depends on Allah's mercy, and it also depends on what you have brought forward. Therefore, as in the hadith, when you ask Allah for Jannah, ask Him for the Firdaus, because it's the highest and in the middle of the Jannah. The highest, vertically. So it is the highest of Jannah. The middle, that is horizontally. It is in the center of Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make me and you among the people of Jannah. With this, we come to the conclusion of this episode. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.